Republicans. The Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Umberto has reached Category 3 major hurricane strength as it's tracking closer to Bermuda. The powerful hurricane is expected to skirt just north of the islands with rain, wind, and pounding seas. The National Hurricane Center said Umberto is located just north of Bermuda and is moving east with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. It's 11:05 here in Flemington. Here's a quick look at your weather. Today, expect sunny skies. Temperatures peaking out at 71 degrees. Cool overnight, 47. And then tomorrow, probably the picture-perfect day. Sunny skies, 78 degrees. Can't ask for more than that. And then this weekend, we warm up again. 84 degrees on Saturday, 87 degrees on Sunday under sunny skies. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you? Horses chasing, cause they're racing, so neat, so far.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. On today's show, we're more than halfway through September, but there's still time to save money at local businesses with your Hunterton County Library Card. We'll tell you how. The entry deadline for the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show is next Friday, September 27th. It's not too late to get in on the fun. Jennifer says, marriage is hard. How hard, you say? So hard that Nelson Mandela got a divorce. The HCL Gingerbread Competition, the Friends of HCL Tricky Tray, Fall Concerts, a Manhattan Short Film Festival, some trivia, all that and more in today's library show. Good morning, everyone. This is Jim Thatch. Jennifer Winberry could not resist the beautiful day outside and decided to take advantage wherever she is. I hope she's having a good time. I will plug on my own, do the best I can. I mentioned at the top of the show that September is National Library Card Month. Every September, the Hunterdon County Library partners with local businesses to offer discounts just by showing your Hunterdon County Library Card. September is traditionally National Library Card Sign-Up Month. So if you don't have a Hunterdon Library Card and you live in Hunterdon County, it's easy to get one. You can just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Get the application, print it out, and bring it in or send it in. You have a library card in no time flat. If you pay taxes in Hunterdon County, well, it's just one of your privileges. Actually, anyone outside of Hunterdon County can have a Hunterdon County library card for a nominal fee. And that will entitle you to all of our services, our programs, museum passes, all of our concerts, our databases, access to all of our books and DVDs, CDs, too many things to mention. But back to our discounts. It also entitles you to get discounts at these local businesses. We have over 40 businesses participating this September throughout Hunterdon County. All you need to do is go in, show your Hunterdon County Library Card, and receive their predetermined discount. If you want a copy of this brochure that I'm reading from, you can stop by any Hunterdon County Library and pick one up and just leave it in your car. So when you're traveling around, you know where to go. You can also obtain one online at hclibrary.us. Actually, the best thing to do if you're listening to the library show and you're going to join us for the host show is just open up, since you are online anyway, just open up our webpage, hclibrary.us. And you can kind of get background of all the things I'm talking about, because everything that I do talk about is on our webpage, a webpage that will be changing not too distant in the future. We're updating our webpage with a new, fresh, and snappy look. Okay, the businesses. Without further ado, Crown Trophy of Flemington, our friend Jim Gonneau, is offering 10% off your awards order in the month of September. Darrow Sporting Edge will give you 15% off any in-stock purchases if you show them their Hunterdon County Library Card. Chris Gackis and Sneakers Plus will give you 15% off your purchase. Attachments Jewelry on Main Street in Flemington, $5 off a purchase of $25 or more. Beyond Bijou up in Clinton, buy one full-price item, get a second item 50% off. Bluefish Clothing, 10% off your total purchase. J. Jill, the Shops of Flemington, $50 off a purchase of $150 or more. Now that sounds like a good deal. Enjoy Yourself, the nice little gift shop on Stangle Road. If you've never been in there, this is the time to go in. The fall and the Christmas time, they got great decorations for your house. $5 off any purchase of $25 or more during the month of September. Sage Boutique, $5 off any purchase of $25 or more there as well. That's on Main Street in Flemington. Basil Bandwagon, both locations in Flemington and Clinton, 10% off any item. Factory Fuel, right on the end of Stangle Road, 10% off any purchase. Garden State Salad on Main Street in Flemington, 10% off your order. Gabby's Pizza and Pasta in Flemington, 10% off your total order. Grateful Bites, right on Route 12, heading up toward the library. One free coffee or tea with the purchase of a scone. Jersey Mike Subs on Rayville Avenue, 10% off your order. Italian Bakery and Cafe, $1 off a $10 purchase. Lone Eagle Brewing on Stangle Road, I was just there last night. We'll give you $1 off your first pint, flight, or growler per visit. EDJ Development Home Improvements, or free gutters and gutter guards with the complete siding job. Or 10% off of any window or door job. Always free estimates at EDJ Development Home Improvements. Vintage Shop in Clinton, 10% discount of items over $20 or more. Act 2 Books in Flemington, buy one book, get another 50% off, and get a free bargain book just for stopping in. Barclays Gourmet Marketplace on Main Street in Flemington, 10% off your purchase. That excludes food. The Book Garden in Frenchtown, 10% off most items, 20% off of new hardcover books. Burkitt Supply Company, 10% off your major appliance repair. And that includes parts and labor. Califon Bookshop, 20% off purchase. Comic Fusion in Flemington, 10% discount off of one item. Ink Junction, 10% purchase of $60 or more. That's $10 off your purchase of $60 or more. Fisher Pets Plus will give you one free regular betta fish if you show your library card. Higgins News Agency, free small 12-ounce sized coffee. The Spinnery, that's in Frenchtown, 10% off. Stowaway Self-Storage on Flemington, on Route 202 in Flemington, 50% off your first month's rent. Sunbeam General Store, 15% off. Twice Told Tales at Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, 10% off your entire purchase. Red Mill Museum Village, $2 off regular admission. St. Paul Christian School will give you a free T-shirt. Be Here Now Yoga, buy a new student 3-pack for $25 and get the fourth class free. Gymnastics Unlimited will give you one free gift. Hunterdon County YMCA, one free trial pass, a 1 week free trial pass for the entire family. That's Hunterdon County YMCA. Hunterdon County Health and Wellness Center, complimentary 1-day guest pass. Great Clips in Flemington and Clinton, $2 off a regularly priced haircut. Jersey Community Acupuncture, 2-for-1 treatments for new or recurring patients. And finally, Leo Family Dental. They're located in Flemington, a free dental hygiene kit, 1 kit per family. It's 11:15, which means it's time for our first commercial break. We'll be back with Today in History right after this.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. A reminder, this is Jim Thatch flying solo. Jennifer Winberry is out, hopefully enjoying this beautiful day. A quick recap on the weather. It's going to be beautiful throughout the weekend, so cancel those indoor plans and find some place outside to enjoy this weather before winter sets in, though that won't be for quite a while, so there, I don't mean to scare you. Today in history, we do this every week. We usually have a little piece of music Jennifer plays at the beginning. We'll skip that today. Today in history. So this time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is September 19th, 2019. I'll ask you questions about events that happened on September 19th in years past. I'll also give you names of people who were born or who have died on September 19th. See if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to September 19th, 1676. Bacon's Rebellion was happening on this date in 1676. What was Bacon's Rebellion? Any information you give me about Bacon's Rebellion? Bacon's Rebellion happened about 100 years before, actually exactly 100 years before the Declaration of Independence. It was probably the first uprising against England. And Bacon led a small group of, could have been Native Americans and colonists. They were upset about some rules in Jamestown. So they burnt Jamestown, the first colony, first English colony in the United States, to the ground on this date in 1676. Of course, the rebellion was eventually squashed, and things were fine for another 100 years until the Revolutionary War. Speaking of the Revolutionary War, it was the first Battle of Saratoga on this date, where the British forces tactically won a tactically expensive victory over the Continental Army. Now, this Battle of Saratoga is widely remembered as the turning point of the Revolutionary War, so obviously the second Battle of Saratoga didn't go as well for the British. And they were defeated, and defeated so soundly that it convinced the French to finally decide that maybe the colonists could win this, and they will join in the fray on the colonist side, thanks to the Battle of Saratoga. Of course, one of the reasons the colonists did win at Saratoga is because Burgoyne's forces were weakened. A few weeks earlier, or about a month earlier, at the Battle of Bennington, where Burgoyne tried to take over a stockpile of ammunition and supplies because his army was running low, but was foiled by Seth Warner, the Green Mountain Boys. They turned them back, and Burgoyne was hence weakened and then failed at Saratoga, and the dominoes started falling. 1796, a sad day in America. George Washington's farewell address is printed across America as an open letter to the public. A sad day in some respects, because George Washington, of course, you all know the stories of what a great man he was, but it was a very important fact that he did step down as president to show that the new government will not be run like the old government, where you have a king that stays for as long as they like. It was important to show that there was a change of power and there would be no absolute rule. 1881, Chester A. Arthur becomes president on this date in 1881. How or why did Chester Arthur become president? James A. Garfield, his predecessor, finally succumbed to the wounds he suffered in a July 2nd shooting. So James A. Garfield assassinated in office, one of eight presidents to have died in office. And Chester A. Arthur becomes president upon his death on this date, September 19th, 1881. In 1952, on September 19th, the United States bars Charlie Chaplin from re-entering the country after a trip to England. Why do you think they did not want Charlie Chaplin back in the United States? The reason was they believed that Charlie Chaplin was a communist. He was very vocal about the all of the Hollywood anti-communist hearings. So they believed he was a communist as well, and he was barred from the United States. And I don't believe he ever returned. He ended up living in England for the rest of his days. And then finally, on September 19th, 2011, for you sports fans, who surpasses Trevor Hoffman to become the Major League Baseball's all-time saves leader with 602? He added to that total. He was just inducted into the Hall of Fame this past summer. If you're a Yankees fan, you'll know that was Mariano Rivera. Enter Sandman. Became the saves leader for Major League Baseball on this date in 2011. People who were born on September 19th in years past. Do you know who Nick Massey is? Nick Massey was born on September 19th, 1927. If you've ever seen Jersey Boys on Broadway, you might remember that Nick Massey was the bass player and one of the Four Seasons with Frankie Valli and Tommy DeVito and Bob Gaudio, one of the original Four Seasons. Nick Massey, born on this date in 1927, born the next year, 1928, on September 19th, is Adam West. I think most of us probably remember Adam West. Adam West played Batman in the original series on TV. That what he was best known for. Currently, he also had a role as the mayor of Quahog in Family Guy, the animated Seth MacFarlane series. 1934, Brian Epstein was born. Very important figure in musical history, Brian Epstein, or Epstein. I think it's Epstein. Brian Epstein was the manager of the Beatles. He's the one who went to the Cavern Club on a tip. Actually, it's a good story. And since Jennifer is not here, I'm going to tell the story in full. So the Beatles were a failing band in Liverpool in the late 50s, early 60s. And then they got a break where they were invited to go over to Hamburg, Germany, and perform. They had a standing gig in Hamburg, Germany, and they went over there, and actually they stayed there for a while. And while they were there, that's when they started becoming good. They had to play all-night shows, and they really started becoming tight as a band. And people that went over to see them there couldn't believe it was the same group. They were getting that good. And while they were over there, they got to play the backup instruments and sing backup on a single, their first recording that was issued to the public. It was by Tony Sheridan. It was called My Bonnie. So the Beatles performed on that, and they cut a single from that. So there's the thing, but they were actually credited as the Beat Brothers. So they stayed over in Hamburg for a while longer until they had got deported, or George Harrison got deported because he was underage. He lied about his age. When they found out, they all got deported, and they came back to England. And then that's when they started becoming popular in Liverpool and in England, and they got their gig in the famous in the Cavern Club, where they started gaining popularity. Well, Brian Epstein owned a record shop in Liverpool. Never heard of the Beatles. Wasn't really into that scene with live music, but he had a record shop. When one day someone came in and asked him if he had a record by a German band from Germany called My Bonnie. He didn't have it. So he looked it up. He said he'd get it for, I think, this young lady. He found it. But what he also found out is that not only this band was not from Germany, but the band was playing right down the street from his store. So being intrigued, he walked in to the Cavern Club one lunchtime and heard the band play and was immediately smitten with the band, walked up to them after the show and asked them if he could be their manager. The Beatles accepted, and Brian Epstein proceeded to change their look, the Beatle haircuts, the Beatle boots, the suits they wore, their stage presence, everything Brian Epstein dictated. And the Beatles became the international success and immortal success that they became. And that most of it was thanks to Brian Epstein, who Paul McCartney calls the fifth Beatle. I know a little bit more than you wanted to hear, and Jennifer wasn't here to rein me in. I apologize. 1940, Bill Medley was born on September 19th. We're still in the music world for this one. Bill Medley is half of the Righteous Brothers. Bill Medley, one of the Righteous Brothers. 1941, Cass Elliot, we're still in the music world, was born on September 19th, 1941. Better known as Mama Cass, she was a member of the Mamas and the Papas, the popular 60s band that had all those hits, California Dreamin', among many others. Cass Elliot, born in 1941. 1949, do you remember who Barry Scheck was? Does that name sound familiar? We're not in the music world anymore. Barry Scheck, born in 1949. He's a lawyer. He was actually a member of the Dream Team. Do you remember the O.J. Simpson trial of the century? Barry Scheck was one of O.J.'s lawyers that helped him get found innocent. Though he was not found innocent in his civil case, but he was found innocent in his criminal case. And finally, in 1974, Jimmy Fallon was born. I think everyone knows Jimmy Fallon. He's still very relevant. He is the host of The Tonight Show, the current host. He was a member of Saturday Night Live forever. Actually, he was in a good rom-com movie. I'll give it to you as my DVD alert of the day. Jimmy Fallon was in a movie called Fever Pitch, where he was an avid, avid Boston Red Sox fan who started dating a girl named, the actress was Drew Barrymore. And then all the trials and ups and downs of him trying to balance his life with his new love life, with his love for the Boston Red Sox. So if you haven't seen Fever Pitch, I believe the library, the Hunterdon County Library that is, has it in our collection. We have a large DVD collection. You stop by. If you have a Hunterdon County Library card, you can borrow DVDs. We have all the latest DVDs as well as old ones. Quite a collection, and it's very popular. That's probably the most popular item in our library is our DVD collection that goes out the most. So when I stop by and check it out, instead of paying all that money for streaming movies online or Amazon Fire TV or on demand, the library will give it to you for free. And finally, I only have one death. We know Jennifer likes to hear about all the deaths on Today in History. We only have one. It's in 2004 on September 19th. Skeeter Davis died. Now, see, this is very obscure music for all you music trivia buffs. She had one big hit. It was either back in the 50s or 60s. It was called The End of the World. Why do the stars go on shining? That one. That's the song. If you put it in the right key, you'll remember. That was Skeeter Davis, The End of the World. And that's Today in History. Okay, it's 11:31. Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy will be in with his show at 12 noon. His show is called Taking Care of Business. It's advice for small business owners. He prepares meticulously for every show. So if you can't catch it live and you're a small business owner, I highly suggest going into our archives, into his archives, and checking out some of his past shows. They're different every week, and it's great advice for small business owners. Jim's been a small business owner in Flemington since as far back as anyone in this town can remember. Okay, what else did I mention at the top of the show that we need to talk about? The one thing, of course, is the photography show. And for summer, oh, here it is right here. It blended in with the thing. The AC Amateur Photography Show has been going on for 30 years at the Hunterdon County Library. probably as long, maybe as long as Jim Gannot has been at Crown Trophy. It's been a tradition at the Huntington County Library since 1989. This is the 30th year of the HCL Amateur Photography Show, held every October at the Huntington County Library, and it's open to amateur photographers everywhere. This is how it works. We have several categories that you can enter. So if you're a photographer, everyone has a phone on their, has a camera on their phone now. Or you have regular cameras, and everybody's always taking pictures. Maybe you took a great picture in this past year. Why don't you print it out, put it in a small frame, and enter it in the photo show. You could win cash prizes. We have several categories. All the photos would fit in any of these categories. Huntington County scene, scenic landscape, a floral, wildlife, abstract or still life, people of human interest. We have categories for adults and students. There'll be a public's choice award voted on by our library patrons. A cash award goes along with that, as long as first place in all of the categories. And we'll have ribbons for first, second, and honorable mention. The entry deadline is Friday, September 27th. We'll be accepting the first 100 photographers. We're not there yet, but we're getting close. So if you're interested, I urge you to go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the photo show entry form. Just click on that, print it out, fill it out. A nominal entry fee, $5 for adults, $3 for students. Send that in to us, and you're in. And your work will be on display in our main gallery during the month of October. You can bring all your friends by and show off that you have your artwork on display. All the rules are on the entry form, including when to drop off your photos for display and when to pick them up, when the awards presentation is, which is Wednesday, October 9th at 6:30 p.m. We'll announce the winners that night, and we'll have refreshments for you. And there'll also be a program afterwards hosted by Walter Horoszewski. Walter Horoszewski, I know the name might sound familiar. He is a author and photographer. If you've ever been in a bookstore and seen those beautiful photo books about New Jersey or Huntington County or other local places around here, that's Walter Horoszewski, who took those photos and wrote those books. He is our judge. So you have a little star power here at the ACL Amateur Photography Show. And he'll be on hand on Wednesday, October 9th to talk to you. And then you can stick around for his program. It's about art in ancient times, before photography. He's a very engaging speaker. So the ACL Amateur Photography Show. Be sure to enter before next Friday, September 27th. Entry forms are also available at any of the county libraries. Just stop by, and they'll be right in our lobbies. You can pick them up there. The Manhattan Short Film Festival. We've been doing this every year for the past several years. Introducing the 10 finalists for this year's Manhattan Short Film Festival. The Manhattan Short received 1,250 entries from over 70 countries, from which 10 finalists were selected. These 10 short films were screened more than 1,000 times in over 400 cities on six continents during the week of September 26 and October 6. And the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library are happy to be one of the few locations in New Jersey to be showing these films. And the judges of these films, while it's you, the audience, on entry to each venue, you will be handed a ballot card that allows you to vote for the best short film and actor. And at the conclusion of the program, votes will be sent to the Manhattan Shorts headquarters, and the winner will be announced at the ManhattanShort.com website on Monday, October 7th. The directors and actors anxiously await your decision. Actually, the film last year that the patrons voted on that won actually was nominated for an Academy Award last year, so your vote does count. So here's how it works. We're going to show 10 short films in one sitting. Each film's only 10, about 15 minutes long per film. 10 to 15 minutes long for each short film. You watch them all, and then you can vote for your favorite film and your favorite actor. The 10 films this year, I'll just give you the titles. Nefta Football Club, that's from France. Debris, that's from the USA. Driving Lessons from Iran. Tipped from Canada. Sylvia, the entry from the United Kingdom. The Match from Finland. This Time Away, that's from the United Kingdom as well. Malou is from Germany. A Family Affair from the United Kingdom. And one more from the USA, At the End of the World. So you watch all these 10 films. And the dates it's happening, I think this is the most important part. So remember these dates and join us for one of these dates and watch these 10 films and let us know what you think. So at the HCA headquarters, you have two chances to watch the Manhattan Short Film Festival. Thursday, September 26th. That's a week from today at 6 p.m. And then Saturday, October 5th at 2 p.m. And then you have three chances at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton to watch the Manhattan Short Film Festival. Your first chance is Saturday, September 28th at 2 p.m. Tuesday, October 1st at 6 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And then finally, Friday, October 4th at 2 p.m. If you want to come twice, you liked them so much the first time, you want to come again, you're more than welcome. That's fine with us. The Manhattan Short Film Festival. Hope to see you there. The HCL Gingerbread Competition. Checking the time here. HCL Gingerbread Competition is coming up. Entry forms are now available. We've been doing this for several years now. We partner with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce on this one. They sponsor along with the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Prizes will be awarded in several categories, including a $200 grand prize for the best in show. The competition will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the month of December. Entry forms are available online at hclibrary.us, right on the homepage, or stop by the Hunterdon County Library and pick up an entry form and enter. You got plenty of time to enter. The entry deadline is not until November 15th. So this is how it works. There's several categories that you can enter. There's a kids-only category. That's for kids up to 12 years old. There's a student category, ages 13 through 18. There's an adult individual category. There's a family category. That's probably our most popular category. It's a nice family project. There's a group category where if you're a business or like a Cub Scout group or something like that and you want to make a gingerbread house, that's your category. And then finally, a professional category. Prizes will be awarded in all of those categories as well as the $200 Best in Show prize. So what are you going to make? Well, you have two choices. Since one of our sponsors is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, you can make a creation based on anything Hunterdon County, a building like the Red Mill or the Union Hotel or the courthouse, anything in Hunterdon County, even a scene, a hot air balloon, a farm, anything Hunterdon County. And since our other sponsor is the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, you can make any scene or building from a storybook or novel. For example, Hogwarts or the old house in Paris covered in vines. Things like that. So it's your choice. So fill out the entry form and send it in to us. On the entry form, if you don't know how to make gingerbread, there are recipes for gingerbread and icing right on the entry form. So it's a great family or group project. All the information is on the entry form. We're going to have a welcome reception for everyone who enters on Tuesday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. That's going to be kind of a fun day. We're going to have maybe some kids' crafts that day as well, and there'll be a program that night, a lot of holiday-based things to kick off your holiday season. December 3rd, I think, is a good It's probably a fair or average kickoff time to start celebrating Christmas. I know I like to start celebrating earlier than that. But I know I'm in the minority. So consider entering the HCL Gingerbread Competition. I'm scheduled for this December at the Huntington County Library. Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break. Got a few more things to talk about. And then maybe we'll play some trivia. I'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@huntington-chamber.org. The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We have about 10 minutes left before Jim Gano joins you. Sit on a few more things before I forget. If you're in the area of Lenape Park in Huntington County on Saturday, September 28th, stop by for Community Day. The Huntington County Library Bookmobile will be there. I'll be there. Some other library staff members will be there. We'll have a lot of information about our programs and services to talk about. We'll have a few giveaways. And you can tour the bookmobile, plus all the other great things that go on Community Day. So that's September 28th. I forget the times. I believe it's like 12 to 5 or 11 to 4, something in that range. So stop on by. Anytime that day, and stop by the Huntington County Library Bookmobile and say hi. We'll be there. And then there's a big fundraiser coming up for the Friends of the Huntington County Library. The biggest one, of course, is in the spring when they do the annual book sale, which they've been doing for several years. They have a new fundraiser they've been doing a couple years, and it's been growing in popularity every year. Save the date. Saturday, October 26, 2019, for a Tricky Tray Basket Raffle. The doors will open at 12:30 p.m. at the Flemington Elks Lodge, right on Route 31 North in Flemington, New Jersey, right across from Lowe's and Buffalo Wild Wings over there. The drawing begins at 2:30 p.m. Coffee, water, tea, and light snacks will be provided. Admission is limited to the first 200 people. There's going to be several basket raffle levels. You can buy tickets in denominations of $5, $10, or $15. There'll be a grand prize, and there'll also be a 50-50 raffle. So you can get tickets in advance for a discount price, and advance admission sales are available through October 20th, 2019. So you're going to need more information about this. You can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the Friends button in the navigation bar, and it'll take you to their flyer, or I believe there is a flyer on the homepage, a link that you can go to their flyer, and it'll give you all the information. If you want their email, and you can ask them questions directly through email, their email is fohcltrickytray@gmail.com. This is the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library fundraiser, Tricky Tray. All the proceeds will benefit the STEM library initiative. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. It's also going to benefit our Museum Pass program, and it's going to augment library funding of e-books. Museum passes, you ask? That sounds intriguing. Well, let's just talk about that right now since we've mentioned it. The Hunterdon County Library has a Museum Pass program where we offer free passes to some local museums. And I see I have an outdated flyer. We have 8 current museums that we offer free passes to. You would borrow them like you would borrow a book. Come in, stop by, take it out, and then bring it back after you visit the museum, and you're all set. There's a schedule on our webpage that you can look and see when the passes are available, and then schedule it, come and pick them up, and go to the museum for free. And some of these museums, as you'll see, it's quite a substantial discount. So the museums we have currently that we're offering free admission to are Grounds for Sculpture, the very popular museum in Hamilton, New Jersey. We'll give you a pass that admits 4 people. 4 people get in free to Grants for Sculpture, thanks to the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Museum Pass program. The American Museum of Natural History in New York City, there's free general admission for 2 people. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum on West 46th Street in New York City. 6 people can get in free with a museum pass from the Hunterdon County Library. The Morvan Museum and Garden in Princeton, New Jersey. 4 passes that each admit 1 adult. So you can get up to 4 passes that each admit 1 person. The Eastern State Penitentiary down in Philadelphia, a fun place I hear to go around Halloween. 1 pass admits 6 people. And then the Hunterdon Art Museum up on Lower Center Street in Clinton, 1 pass admits 4 adults. And children under the age of 12 are free. We added 2 other museums to this program. And for the life of me, I can't remember them off the top of my head. I can remember one, and it's a good one. It's the Bucks County Children's Museum over by Triumph Brewery in New Hope, PA. We have free passes for your kids for that. That's a fun museum. We've actually taken some of the activities from that museum and put them in our youth services department at the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12 in Flemington. If you haven't stopped by the Hunterdon County Library lately, our youth services department is bustling with new activities like a puppet show and a ball wall, they call it, where you can create tracks that make a ball kind of tumble down this metallic wall. It's kind of cool. And it's just a lot more room, and it's a lot brighter. It's on the entire upper level of the Hunterdon County Library, our new youth services department. So if you haven't stopped by and seen that yet, I highly suggest you do so soon as possible. The last thing I'll talk about today is our upcoming fall concerts. We kicked it off on September 11th. We host 2 musical concerts, evening concerts per month at the Hunterdon County Library from September through December. That doesn't include our afternoon concert series with Fred Miller every month. If you want more information about that, of course, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and find out about our resident singer, pianist, narrator, Fred Miller. But here are the rest of our fall concerts at the Hunterdon County Library through December. Next Wednesday, September 25th, Ray Camilleri's musical flea market. It's musical treasures, and I forget how he's described it. He's going to give you a little bit of history of music from our past. He's a very engaging speaker and a very good singer and guitar player, Ray Camilleri. All the programs start at 7 p.m., and they're all, of course, free and open to the public. Our two concerts in October, Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers will be playing Zydeco music on Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m. And then Cuckoo Cachoo, that's Ed Jankowitz and Tom Johnston. They'll be saluting Simon and Garfunkel, playing all the music that you know from Simon and Garfunkel on Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. In November, classical violinist David Podolz will be performing on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. He's a virtuoso violin player. We've had him at North County Branch several times. We're happy to have him at the Hunterdon County Library this time around. And then on Wednesday, November 20th at 7 p.m., the Stonehearth Bluegrass Band. These are members from the old Beth Coleman Bluegrass Band that was very popular in the area for so long. They'll be performing on Wednesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. And then we wrap it all up in December. The Eric Mantel Quartet will be presenting a jazz holiday on Wednesday, December 4th at 7 p.m. He'll be playing music selections from the Charlie Brown Christmas special, all those jazz favorites. So it's a good way to introduce children to jazz if you are so inclined. Then they'll also play other holiday classics with a jazz flavor. Eric has been doing that for us for several years as well. And then the Hunterdon Harmonizers Holiday Show, Wednesday, December 18th at 7 p.m. This is the whole barbershop chorus that comes in and performs. They do a holiday show every year at the Hunterdon Central High School. So this is a version of that show that they're going to be doing for free for you on December 18th. So that's our fall concert series. And then we'll, of course, when that's over, we'll present our winter concert series. We have concerts all year at the Hunterdon County Library. Winter concerts, outdoor summer concerts, spring concerts, and fall concerts. That's going to do it for me today. I thank you for listening. Jennifer will be back with me next week. So stop by and visit us online at hclibrary.us or come by in person and visit us at the Hunterdon County Library. And until next week. Good night.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now calling a Washington Post story about a whistleblower complaint involving him fake news. The newspaper reporting a complaint was filed after Mr. Trump made a promise to a foreign leader in a phone call, something that disturbed an intelligence officer. The newspaper said the House Intelligence Committee is now investigating. Trump tweeting this morning that he knows any time he speaks to a foreign leader, there may be many people listening. He wrote, "Knowing that, is anyone dumb enough to believe he would say something inappropriate on such a heavily populated call?" Tropical Depression Imelda continues to pour rain on southeast Texas, over 8 inches of it falling so far in the Houston area. Some areas could get as much as 10 inches today alone. Interstate 10 has been closed for flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Federal Reserve policymakers cutting a key interest rate by a quarter of 1%. President Trump still not pleased. He says the cut was not big enough, and he's unhappy that it was not a unanimous vote to make it.
So I'm not thrilled with the Fed, but despite that, we have an incredible economy, and we don't have inflation.
And Chairman Powell's job is safe.
It's safe, yeah, it's safe.
The president speaking there to Ed Henry of Fox News. He spoke after he took a look at the wall on the southern border near San Diego yesterday, touting the strength of the steel post barrier. Gospel and country singer Josh Turner in mourning today after a tour bus that had members of his crew aboard crashed in California, killing one and injuring seven others. It happened in Shandon, California, after a Turner concert last night. Turner was not on that bus, which was traveling through a rural community when it crashed a little before midnight. The CHP is investigating. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A bill aimed at lowering prescription drug prices being introduced today by House Democrats. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is detailing his plan for health care, saying he plans to reform the system by offering everyone coverage under the federal Medicare program, but not forcing people to give up their private health insurance plans. The next town hall event for the Democrats seeking the White House is set for October 10th in Los Angeles. 9 Democratic presidential candidates are scheduled to take part in the CNN-sponsored town hall event that will focus on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and entrepreneur Andrew Yang declining the invitation to the town hall, citing scheduling conflicts, according to CNN. The participating candidates will each give a 30-minute interview to one of the various CNN anchors. The Human Rights Campaign Foundation is billing it the Power of Our Pride. It coincides with the 31st anniversary of National Coming Out Day on October 11th. It will air live on CNN from 7 p.m. Eastern to 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the 10th of October. And the NBA is requiring teams to hire full-time mental health staffers for the upcoming season, adopting new rules at a team owners' meeting last week. It means teams will also be required to retain a licensed psychiatrist to assist when needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can stay committed to your business goals. I'll tell you how one kid's sign requesting beer money paid off big time for a children's hospital. I'll have 4 ways to boost your business credit score. I'll explain how to create an advertising message that works across multiple platforms and what you should do after getting new leads. It's Thursday, September 19th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we always check the weather. It's currently 62 degrees at 12:03. And the forecast shows that today it'll be sunny with light winds and a high of 72, a low of 45. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 and a low of 55. For Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 59. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 63 degrees.